بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. بإذن الله تعالى نستمر في درسنا في ثلاثة الأصول، We will continue in our lesson with regards to ثلاثة أصول. ونحب أن نتأكد هل الدرس يسمع أم لا. We would like to know can everyone hear the lesson? Brothers in attendance, is the lesson heard? الذي لا يسمع يخبرني. بارك الله فيكم. قد بدأنا هذا الكتاب وإنما نحب أن نراجع المتن إلى ما وصلنا إليه اليوم. قال المصنف رحمه الله: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اعلم رحمك الله أنه يجب علينا تعلم أربع مسائل. الأولى العلم، وهو معرفة الله ومعرفة نبيه ومعرفة دين الإسلام بالأدلة. الثانية العمل به. الثالثة الدعوة إليه. الرابعة الصبر على الأذى فيه. We will begin our lesson this evening, and we started from the beginning where the author, he says, the basmala, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. No, may Allah have mercy on you. That it is incumbent upon us to know four matters. The first of them is to have knowledge. And it is to be knowledgeable of Allah, meaning aware of who Allah is, to be aware of who the Prophet is, aware of who his Prophet is, to be aware of the deen of Islam with proofs, to be aware of the deen of Islam with proofs. This is the first issue. And the second of them being الثانيه والعمل به. The second, العمل به. الثالثة الدعوة إليه. الرابعة الصبر على الأذى فيه. The second being acting upon it, acting upon the knowledge. Thirdly, to call to it. Fourthly, to be patient regarding the aggravation that may take place regarding it. وقد وصلنا إلى قول المصنف الذي بعد الثانية والعمل به الثالثة والدعوة إليه إلى آخر القول. فقال المصنف رحمه الله: والدليل قوله تعالى: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. We've arrived in the section where the Shaykh, he says, and the proof, يعني قال المصنف أي شيخ الإسلام محمد بن عبد الوهاب النجدي رحمه الله, he said, and the proof is this statement, the Most High, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. قال الشافعي رحمه الله: لو ما أنزل الله حجة على خلقه إلا هذه السورة لكفتهم. وقال البخاري رحمه الله: باب العلم قبل القول والعمل. والدليل قوله تعالى: فاعلم أنه لا إله إلا الله واستغفر لذنبك. فبدأ بالعلم قبل القول والعمل. The author, شيخ الإسلام محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله, may Allah have mercy on him, he starts in this section that we're going to read this evening regarding the proof of that which we have taken in our prior lessons. He said, and the proof, meaning regarding what we have just taken, is the statement of Him, the Most High, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the basmala, He says, wal asr, by time, innal insana lafi khusr, verily all of mankind is at lost. Verily all of mankind is at loss. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Except for those who believe and they do righteous deeds and they command with the truth, they advise one another with the truth, and they advise one another with patience. And then he mentions the statement of Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah. He said, rahimahullah, لو ما أنزل الله حجة على خلقه إلا هذه السورة لكفتهم. If Allah, he says, if Allah did not send down as a hujjah except this verse upon His creation, if Allah did not send any verse except for this verse upon His creation, it would have been sufficient for them. Meaning, this surah, يعني سورة العصر, if Allah did not send down any hujjah, no proof except for this surah upon His creation, it would have been sufficient as proof for them. وكما سيأتي هذا القول بالضبط لم يثبت عن إمام الشافعي رحمه الله. It's going to come, inshallah, that this statement with its exact text is not directly from Imam Shafi'i. وإنما هناك قول آخر ما يعني يقارب هذا القول. Really, it's another statement similar to this statement, but a little different in text that is authentically reported by Imam Shafi'i. ثم قال الإمام المجدد محمد بن عبد الوهاب النجدي رحمه الله, وقال البخاري رحمه الله, بابنا العلم قبل القول والعمل. والدليل قوله تعالى, فاعلم أنه لا إله إلا الله واستغفر لذنبك. فبدأ بالعلم قبل القول والعمل. And then he mentions the statement of Imam al-Bukhari, chapter entitled Knowledge Precedes Speech and Actions. And the proof is the statement of Allah the Most High, فَعْلَمْ. So know, there's no deity worthy of worship. أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Know that there's no deity worthy of worship except Allah. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ. And seek forgiveness of your sins. فَبَدَأَ بِالْعِلْمِ قَبْلَ الْقَوْلِ وَالْعَمَلِ. So he began with ilm, based on the statement of Allah. He says, فَعْلَمْ. This is in the beginning, he starts with ilm. فَبَدَأَ بِالْعِلْمِ. He began with ilm. He began with commanding, with knowledge. قَبْلَ الْقَوْلِ وَالْعَمَلِ. Before statement and action. فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ. لِأَنَّ اسْتِغْفَارُ هَذَا قَوْلُ وَهُوَ الْعَمَلُ. استغفار هو القول والعمل. He said, knowledge preceded speech and action. And the statement of Allah where He commands the Prophet ﷺ to know that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. And then after commanding him to know that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, he said, وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ. He said, and seek forgiveness of your sins. So this shows the importance of knowledge precede in actions, and istighfar, seeking forgiveness, is actions. قوله والدليل يعني هذا القول والدليل أي على هذه المسائل الأربعة يعني هذه المسائل الأربعة التي قد قرأناها قد سبقتنا هذه المسائل الأربعة قال والدليل أي على هذه المسائل الأربعة قوله والعصر الواو حرف قسم الله عز وجل والله سبحانه وتعالى له أن يقسم بما يشاء الله عز وجل يقسم هنا بالعصر والعصر قيل هو وقت صلاة العصر وقيل هو عصر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وقيل هو الدهر والزمان لأنه يعني الزمان لأنه محل الأعمال وهذا هو الراجح من هذه الأقوال أنه الدهر والزمان الله عز وجل له أن يقسم بما شاء نعم من خلقه لله عز وجل يقسم بما شاء فالله عز وجل يقول والعصر ولا يجوز لنا أن نقسم إلا بالله سبحانه وتعالى فإن كنت حالفا فليحلف بالله عز وجل The statement where the Sheikh he says والدليل and the statement the proof of this issue meaning these issues these four matters that was mentioned in the prior lesson he said والعصر he mentioned Surah Al-Asr in this statement والعصر الواو they call this the letter of swearing and Allah he can swear by what he wants he can swear by whatever he wishes whatever he wants والعصر the word عصر It is said that this word in this text, in this ayah, it means the time of Salat al-Asr. Meaning that the Prophet, meaning that Allah is swearing by the time of the Salat al-Asr. This is a statement. This is a position that some of the scholars of the past have taken. وَقِيلَ wa. Asr al-Nabi. Some mention that is Asr means the time, you know, the era that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam lived in. And some say that this word al-Asr in this verse it means any the age or the time span. Yani al-Dahr, meaning the era, the time span. Because yani this yani time, as they mention. يعني العصر هو محل الأعمال it's the position in which the deeds يعني take place in this statement as some mentioned this is more appropriate as meaning time in general by Allah swore by time in general meaning time and span the era نعم the time in general this is the most correct positions regarding this statement. And قوله إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر Verily mankind is at loss except for those who believe and work righteous deeds and they advise one another with the truth and they command the good and forbid the evil and they advise one another with patience. أي إن جنس الإنسان في خسارة يعني إن الإنسان لفي خسر إن جنس الإنسان في خسارة إلا من أتى بالخصال الأربع المذكورة وهي الإيمان والعمل والدعوة والصبر This statement Verily mankind is at loss meaning mankind in general they're at loss They're at a clear loss, except for those who come with these four characteristics that have been mentioned in this surah. وهي الإيمان والعمل والدعوة والصبر. الإيمان والعمل والدعوة والصبر. الإيمان يعني الذي أتى بهذه الخصال الأربع المذكورة فهو من المفلحين، فليس في خسارة، لأن الله عز وجل يقول إن الإنسان، أي كل الإنسان معنى جنس الإنسان، لفي خسر، هم في خسران مبين، في خسارة، في خسارة، إلا من، يعني من الذين ليسوا بخسارة، هم من أتى بالخصال الأربع المذكورة. وما هذه الخصال الأربع؟ الإيمان والعمل والدعوة والصبر. Everybody is at loss except for whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in this verse. These four characteristics, if an individual has it, then he's not at loss. If he has Iman, if he has deeds which are righteous deeds, and he calls to that which he believes in from the righteous deeds which Islam promotes, and he's patient upon these righteous deeds, he's patient upon being from the people of Iman, and the people who act upon Iman, and the people who call to proper Iman, if he's patient, then he is not from those who are at loss. والصبر ما معنى الصبر؟ هو حبس النفس. What is patience? Patience is to cause oneself to be restrained, to restrain oneself. والصبر هو ثلاثة أقسام. Patience is of three categories. Patience is of three categories. كما قال الحافظ في الفتح: صبر عن المعصية فلا يرتكبها. فلا يرتكبها. There's three categories of patience. First of them all is that the person is patient to stay away from sins, so he does not commit sins. To the best of his ability, he stays away from evil acts. وصبر على الطاعة حتى يؤديها. And the second category of patience is to be patient upon obedience of Allah to a point he implements the obedience as he has been commanded. وصبر على البلية فلا يشكو ربه فيها. And the third category of patience is to be patient regarding those tests, that those trials, those tribulations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes one to fall into, to a point he does not complain in a way that is not befitting to his Lord. He does not complain regarding these issues in a way that is not befitting to his Lord. فاشتملت هذه السورة، أي سورة العصر، على جميع هذه المسائل الأربع، فكان استدلال المؤلف بها مسددا لا كلفة فيه، لا كلفة فيه. This سورة، سورة العصر، it consists and tells in it these four matters that the author mentioned at the beginning of the book. العلم هو معرفة الله ومعرفة النبي ومعرفة الدين الإسلامي بالأدلة. الثانية العمل به. الثالثة الدعوة إليه. الرابعة الصبر على الأذى فيه. نعم، فهذه هذه السورة يعني اشتملت هذه السورة على جميع هذه المسائل الأربع. فكان استدلال الشيخ الإسلام يعني كان استدلاله بها مسددا لا كلفة فيه. This surah, it entails in it these four matters that the Shaykh mentioned in the beginning of this book regarding, again, it is incumbent upon every Muslim, every individual, to learn four matters. And the first being to have knowledge, and is to know Allah, and to know His Prophet, and to know the Deen of Islam with proofs. And the second of them being to act upon this knowledge. And the third of them being to be patient. Third of them being to call to this knowledge. And the fourth of them being to be one who is, barakallahu fikum, one who is patient regarding the trials that he incur, regarding the tests that take place. Na'am. This is important. وَالصَّبْرُ عَلَيْنَا جَمِيعًا أَنْ نَكُونَ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ. It is incumbent upon all of us to be from the patient ones. And the Shaykh, he mentioned that this surah, and it's a very clear proof, and it's very appropriate that he used this surah, because this surah entails in it all four issues that the author mentioned in the beginning of the book. So him using this surah as a proof, it was on point. It is istidlal, is usage of proof in its proper place. And it's not difficult for anyone to comprehend. قوله قال الشافعي رحمه الله, يعني قول المؤلف, قال الشافعي رحمه الله تعالى لو ما أنزل الله حجة على خلقه إلا هذه السورة لكفتهم. قال الشافعي رحمه الله, من هو إمام الشافعي؟ إمام الشافعي رحمه الله هو محمد بن إدريس القرشي الإمام الشهير أحد الأئمة الأربعة من طلاب إمام مالك. إمام مالك أي ابن أنس رحمه الله الذي توفي سنة 179 ومن طلابه أحمد, أي من طلاب إمام الشافعي إمام أحمد. إمام أحمد هو أبو عبد الله أحمد بن حنبل رحمة الله عليه رحمهم الله جميعا. ولد إمام الشافعي رحمه الله في غزة, أي في فلسطين, في سنة 150, وتوفي رحمه الله في سنة 204, وهو يعتبر من المجددين. هو من المجددين, له فضائل ومناقب كثيرة, يعني صنف فيه العلماء رحمه الله رحمة الله عليهم جميعا. إمام الشافعي, he has a statement where it's mentioned that Imam al-Shafi'i said, if لو ما أنزل الله حجة على خلقه إلا هذه السورة لكفتهم, if Allah did not send down a proof except for this verse, mean this surah, if Allah did not send down upon His creation as a proof except this for this surah, it would have been sufficient for them. Meaning this surah would have been sufficient for them as a proof. Imam al-Shafi'i, before we speak about this statement of his, or this statement that's been attributed to him, Imam al-Shafi'i, what is his name? His name is Muhammad ibn Idris. Muhammad ibn Idris. His kunya is Abu Abdullah. His kunya is Abu Abdullah. And his name is Muhammad ibn Idris al-Qurashi. He's from Ahl Quraysh. He's very famous, al-Imam al-Shahir, very famous Imam. He's from the four scholars, the four a'immah al-arba. And Imam al-Shafi'i, he's from the students of Malik ibn Anas, rahimullah. And from his students, meaning from Imam Shafi'i students, is Ahmed ibn Hanbal, rahimahumullah, jami'an. So, Abu Abdullah Muhammad ibn Idris, Imam Shafi'i, he is from the students of Imam Malik ibn Anas. And Imam Malik ibn Anas, he passed away in the year 179 of the Hijra calendar. طيب. وإمام الشافعي from his students is إمام أحمد. إمام أحمد ابن حنبل رحمه الله. And إمام الشافعي رحمه الله, he was born the year 150 in Gaza. And as we know, Gaza is in Palestine. And Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, he passed away in the year 204. He passed away in the year 204. And he is considered to be from those who revived Islam, revived a lot of issues of fiqh in Islam and proper understanding of Islam. Rahimahullah. Lahu fada'il wa manaqib kathira. He has many virtues. He has many virtues and many traits, good traits, which are well known. This is why the ulama, there are many scholars who have authored books with regards to his works and his life and his story and his da'wah. قوله, there's a statement that's been attributed to Imam Shafi'i that's in this text. He said, لو ما أنزل الله حجة على خلقه إلا هذه السورة لكفتهم. المشهور عن الإمام الشافعي رحمه الله بلفظ لو تدبر الناس هذه السورة لوسعتهم. وهكذا بارك الله فيكم جاء في تفسير ابن كثير. لو تدبر الناس هذه السورة لوسعتهم. لذلك هذا الذي ثبت عن إمام الشافعي. ليس هناك يعني قول ثابت عنه أنه قال لو ما أنزل الله حجة على خلقه إلا هذه السورة لكفتهم. بارك الله فيكم. ومما يدل على عدم ثبوتها, يعني على عدم ثبوت هذا القول لو ما أنزل الله حجة على خلقه إلا هذه السورة لكفتهم, الذي أورده المؤلف رحمه الله نكارة للفظها, لأن هذه السورة لم تجمع أحكام الفقه, لم يجمع أحكام الفقه من طهارة وصلاة وزكاة وصيام وحج, فكيف كفتهم هذه السورة, سورة العصر؟ هل نجد في سورة العصر أحكام التي تتعلق بالطهارة أو أحكام التي تتعلق بالصلاة أو زكاة والصيام وحج؟ لا, لا والله, ليست هناك أحكام في كل أمور الدين, في كل أمور الدين لا نجد في هذه السورة. فلذلك يعني ليس بالصحيح لو ما أنزل الله حجة على خلقه إلا هذه السورة لكفتهم. طيب, والذي ثابت عنه القول الذي ثابت عن إمام الشافعي رحمه الله اللفظ لو تدبر الناس هذه السورة لوسعتهم. طيب, نرجو أن هذا مفهوم. The statement لو ما أنزل الله, if Allah did not send down as a proof upon his creation except for this surah, it would have been sufficient for him. This statement is not authentically reported by Imam al-Shafi'i. This is not his statement. Rather, maybe the Shaykh, he mentioned from his memory and recorded it based on memory, but in exactness, this is not what Imam al-Shafi'i rahimullah said. And from the proofs which show that this statement is not yani confirmed to be from him with this actual text, with this wording, is that which the author has put forward by speaking, by mentioning what is properly attributed to him, because Imam al-Shafi'i did not make this statement. The correct statement that he said, لو تدبر الناس هذه سورة لوسعتهم. If mankind were to ponder this surah, meaning ponder it properly, to reflect upon this surah properly, it would be sufficient for them, meaning sufficient for him as a benefit. Na'am. And also, barakallahu fikum, this surah, Surah Al-Asr, it does not consist of rulings pertaining to fiqh, jurisprudence, or from the aspect of tahara, how to, in the aspect of purification, or prayer, or zakah, how to pay charity, or how to fast, or how to make hajj. And these are from the, it's known that these issues, yani tahara, and salah, and zakah, all of these issues, it's known that these issues are from the fundamentals, from the basis of this deen. It's from the basis of this deen. But if so, we cannot say that this is sufficient. How would it be sufficient as a proof for them? And there's issues in detail regarding the deen that are not mentioned in this surah. طيب. والمؤلف رحمه الله ذكر قول الشافعي حتى يعرف المخالفون والمعاندون له أنه مسبوق فيما تقدم. The author, may Allah have mercy on him, he mentioned the statement of Imam al-Shafi'i in order for those who are in opposition to him and those who try to oppose him, for them to understand that, and there is someone who preceded him in presenting proofs or presenting proofs regarding what is mentioned. And it shows the importance of using or mentioning the scholars who preceded us in their statements, and to not rely upon ourselves and that which we understand from Islam. So him speaking and using as a proof, a statement or tafsir of Imam al-Shafi'i shows that he relies also on the statements of those who preceded him. قوله قال الإمام البخاري رحمه الله تعالى البخاري رحمه الله هو محمد ابن إسماعيل ابن إبراهيم أبو عبد الله الإمام الحافظ الجهبذ الناقد صاحب الصحيح إمام البخاري رحمه الله is a quote that he uses in this statement. He mentions Imam al-Bukhari. He says, قال إمام البخاري رحمه الله تعالى بابنا العلم قبل القول والعمل والدليل قوله تعالى إلى آخر القول. Imam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, he mentions, after mentioning statement of Imam al-Shafi'i, mentions the statement of Imam al-Bukhari. And he mentions, he said, قال إمام البخاري رحمه الله تعالى. إمام البخاري ما اسمه؟ إمام البخاري هو محمد. هو محمد ابن إسماعيل ابن إبراهيم أبو عبد الله كنيته أبو عبد الله وهو الإمام الحافظ الجهبذ الناقد صاحب الصحيح. Imam al-Bukhari, his name is Muhammad ibn Ismail. Muhammad, the son of Ismail, ibn Ibrahim. His grandfather's name was Ibrahim. Abu Abdullah, his kunya is Abu Abdullah. And he's al-Imam al-Hafiz, the one who was very brilliant, and the examiner, the one who authored the book, يعني صحيح. ولد إمام البخاري رحمه الله في سنة 194 ببخارة. ونشأ يتيما في حجر والدته. وتوفي رحمه الله سنة 200 56. توفي إمام البخاري في سنتين 56. إمام البخاري, he was known to be very brilliant, intelligent, حافظ, ورع. He had excellence in worship and was known to be one who was diligent in the study of hadith. He's the one who authored Sahih al-Bukhari. He was born in the year 194 in a town called Bukhara. And he was raised as an orphan in the home of his mother. And he passed away, rahimahullah, the year 256. طيب, that's who Imam al-Bukhari is. قال إمام البخاري رحمه الله تعالى باب العلم قبل القول والعمل والدليل قوله تعالى فاعلم أنه لا إله إلا الله واستغفر لذنبك. إمام البخاري رحمه الله, he mentioned باب, in a chapter entitled knowledge precedes speech and action. العلم قبل القول والعمل. هذا قول مهم جدا. العلم لابد, العلم يسبق ماذا؟ الكلام والأعمال, القول والعمل. قبل أن تقول شيء أو تعمل بشيء لابد يكون معك علم. العلم يسبق القول والعمل, لأنه قال بابنا العلم قبل القول والعمل والدليل قوله تعالى فاعلم أنه لا إله إلا الله واستغفر لذنبك. إمام البخاري, he has a chapter entitled Knowledge Precedes Speech and Actions. This is very important. Us as Muslims, we must make sure that our speech and our actions comes after a seeking knowledge regarding that particular deed that we want to commit to, that particular statement we want to say, or that particular action that we would like to do. We must make sure that knowledge comes prior to that. Knowledge must come prior to that. طيب, فقال والدليل قوله تعالى فاعلم أنه لا إله إلا الله واستغفر لذنبك. He mentioned the statement of Allah the Most High, know that there's no deity worthy of worship except Allah, and seek forgiveness regarding your sin. استدل البخاري رحمه الله بهذه الآية على وجوب العلم قبل القول والعمل كما هو واضح. Imam al-Bukhari رحمه الله, he mentioned as a proof this verse regarding the obligation of knowledge preceding speech and action, as it's made clear in this verse. فَقَوْلُهُ فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ لَلَّهِ, statement where he says, so know that there's no deity worthy of worship except Allah. أَمْرٌ بِالْعِلْمِ, this is a commandment regarding knowledge. Commandment to seek knowledge. وَقَوْلُهُ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكِ, in a statement, seek forgiveness of the sin. هذا أمرٌ بالعمل بالعلم ثانيا. And his statement, وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكِ, it's a commandment with acting upon knowledge. Secondly, after having knowledge, then is a commandment of acting upon the knowledge. وَهَذَا يَدِلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ الْعِلْمَ مُصَحِّحٌ لِلنِّيَّةِ الْمُصَحَّحَةِ لِلْعَمَلِ. هذا القول يدل على أن العلم مصحح للنية المصححة للعمل. هذا قول طيب. هذا يدل على أن العلم مصحح للنية المصححة للعمل, قاله ابن المنير كما هو في الفتح. ابن المنير هو أحمد بن محمد ابن منصور اسكندري
هو من علماء يعني مصر. توفي سنة 683، توفي سنة 683 رحمه الله، ابن منير. هو أحمد ابن محمد ابن منصور رحمه الله، وهو قال هذا القول. هذا يدل على أن العلم مصحح للنية المصححة للعمل، كما هو يعني هذا كلام مسدد، هذا كلام صحيح. The Sheikh, he mentioned that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says no, that there's no deity worthy of worship except Allah, that's clearly a commandment with knowledge. And then when Allah says wastaghfir li dhanbik, this is clearly a commandment to have actions that's based on knowledge, to act upon the knowledge that you have. That's very important. That's secondly. Have knowledge first, and to act upon the knowledge secondly. And then he mentioned هذا يدل على أن العلم مصحح لنية المصححة للعمل. He said this indicates that the knowledge corrects the corrected intention to act. The knowledge corrects the corrected intention to act. يعني العلم مصحح للنية المصححة للعمل. The knowledge corrects the corrected intention to act. هذا قول طيب. This is ascribed to Ibn Munir. He's from the scholars of the past. He passed away in the year 683, rahimahullah. His name, Ibn Munir, his name is Ahmed Ibn Muhammad Ibn Mansur Ibn Munir. قوله فبدأ بالعلم. His statement, he began with knowledge. انتهى كلام الإمام البخاري رحمه الله with the statement فبدأ بالعلم. أما قوله قبل القول والعمل، يعني قول فبدأ بالعلم. And then there is قبل القول والعمل. فبدأ بالعلم، هذا قول إمام البخاري. أما قوله قبل القول والعمل فليس من كلام الإمام البخاري رحمه، ولعل المصنف كتبه من حفظه أو أنه ذكره شرحا وإيضاحا. شرحا وإيضاحا. So Imam al-Bukhari mentioned after saying فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ اللَّهُ وَاسْتَغْفِرُ لِذَنْبِكَ. Then Imam al-Bukhari mentioned فَبَدَأَ بِالْعِلْمِ. So he began with knowledge. It shows us the importance of every act of ibadah must begin with knowledge. هذا يبين لنا أن كل أعمال العبادة كل أعمال لابد أن تكون مسبوقة بالعلم. لابد العلم يسبق العمل. فقال إمام البخاري فبدأ بالعلم. إمام البخاري mentioned so he began with knowledge. This shows us the importance of making sure that knowledge precedes every deed, every action. We must make sure that knowledge precedes every action. So when the Imam al-Bukhari said فبدأ بالعلم, this is the end of Imam Bukhari's statement on his chapter titling of this section. As far as with the statement where Imam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, Shaykh al-Islami mentioned, rahimahullah, قبل القول والعمل, this is not from the speech of Imam al-Bukhari. Perhaps Imam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah, he wanted to mention this, perhaps he mentioned this from his memory, or he mentioned it in order to explain or make clear a fact or what he intended by this statement or presenting this statement. Wallahu a'lam, wal an naktafi bihadha al-qadr, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.